Eden McAdam Summer is a performer, composer, improviser, and teacher who lives and works in Boston, but a part of her heart is in Afghanistan. She'll soon take her sixth trip to the country to teach students at the Afghanistan National Institute of Music in Kabul. The students range in age from 9 to 21. Most are disadvantaged. Many are orphans. Some come from hundreds of miles away to learn science, math, language, and, of course, music. Eden McAdam Summer's own music bridges borders and genres. She plays a mean Appalachian fiddle, for instance. But when she's in Afghanistan, she teaches whatever her students are hungry to learn.
Sometimes I'm teaching classical violin. Sometimes I'm teaching improvisation, composition, music theory.
I work Western style?
Yes, absolutely. There has been Western music in Afghanistan since the late 1800s, and a strong rock scene also, I should note, for a very long time. So our students there are very excited about exploring every kind of music they can get their hands on.
Okay. And you, in fact, as a professional musician, also explore just about every kind of music you can get your hands on. So maybe you can give us an example right now of one of the pieces of music that you've played for them that made an impression for the kids in Afghanistan.
Sure. Sure, absolutely. So I will play a piece that I wrote. This is called Rumi Songs, My First Love Story. It's actually the title track to my new CD, solo CD.
And Rumi being the poet from that part of the world.
Absolutely, yes. And so in this piece, you'll hear little bits and pieces of classical music, little improvisation, little Appalachian folk, maybe even a little bit drawing from Afghan music, which I learned from my students. So I'll share a bit of that. The minute I heard my first love story, I started searching.
The words in that were taken from a Rumi poem?
Yes, that's a beautiful translation by Coleman Barks.
And the music, you said something before you began. There's part of the music that you said was influenced by an Afghan sound.
Well, I think some of the vocal singing, the way that I learn music best, I think the way that maybe everybody learns music, is by listening. And so when I'm in Afghanistan, I love teaching, but I also learn a lot from my students. And so I try to pick up some of the sounds, some of the vocal sounds from them. So when I'm improvising in this piece in different places, you might hear hints of that coming in.
Like what?
So if I were to sing this in a very classical way, which I can't really do because I'm not a classical singer, I would probably use a little bit more vibrato and a little bit different kind of way of shaping my phrases. In Afghan music, the lines phrase a little bit differently than in American music. So for example, in the song Anor Anor, which is a love song, Ay Anor Anor biape polinam shabenam gulenor biape polinam Anor Anor biape polinam shabenam gulenor biape polinam. Just little hints, sort of pulling in some Afghan sounds and influences into my own voice.
And so that's what you bring back. What do you bring to the children?
Oh, wow. Well, I think perhaps the most important thing that I feel like I get to bring to the children is working with them on developing their creative personal selves. Because in a country where there's so much work to be done and in rebuilding, these kids don't have a lot of time to think about their personal voice. I think they're busy surviving for most people there. So through music, these children have a way of expressing themselves, of developing their interests, their beliefs. They can use their music to speak about politics. So a lot of our students there are involved in rock music or writing songs about women's rights. We have a student who's a rap artist singing songs about women's rights. So these issues find their way through these kids' voices into music.
And this is a sharp contrast to the days until, I think, 2004, when music was banned there.
Absolutely, from 1992 to 2004. And so a lot of these children grew up during those times. Some of them, who still have parents, remember going down to the basement in their house and listening to the radio under blankets when they're very young. It was a very dark time for the whole country.
So is their approach, maybe because of that, depending on their age, different from the approach you find here when you're teaching at the conservatory with American kids?
Absolutely. I think it's so easy to take for granted what we always have here. We have the ability to say what we want through our music and to play music, to listen to whatever kind of music we like here. And even though my students there now have access to the internet, they're voracious learners. So they're listening constantly and checking out new music and always trying to write new orchestrations, experimenting with many different styles. They're so hungry for it. They work really hard constantly because they know that they might not have that opportunity tomorrow.
Ida McAdams-Summer, I wonder if you can tell us about the event that you are spearheading that's tonight, that's a community sing-in, play-in, and concert to benefit these students in Afghanistan that you've been telling us about.
Absolutely. Tonight at Church of the Covenant in Boston, we're hosting a fantastic workshop at 6 o'clock. If you come, you will learn songs, you will learn instrumental music from Afghanistan, Turkey, and some American spiritual songs as well.
This is for kids and parents.
For kids and parents. This is a great family event, and you don't have to be a professional musician. You don't have to know how to read music. Just show up. And then at 8 o'clock, we will have a concert. We'll do some pieces together, and then we will bring our community ensemble up, and we'll end the concert with a glorious community performance.
Eden McAdams-Summer of the New England Conservatory. Her concert to benefit Afghani children is tonight in Boston at 8. The play and sing-along rehearsal is at 6. By the way, there's going to be a second event in Hartford on Sunday. You can find out more about the concerts, the music school in Kabul, and about Eden's new CD, My First Love Story, at our website, wbur.org.